This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Again, you're listening to the Conscious Resistance Live. My name is Derek Bros, and we will continue on here. This next story has to do with the Vatican. Did you know that there is a Vatican sex abuse trial going on right now? No, most people didn't know about that. I've kind of kept up with it, but I almost forgot about it. And then I saw that there was an update the other day, and I figured this is a great opportunity to talk to you guys about this. It says, Vatican trial for sex abuse in Pope's youth seminary opens. So think about this. This is not just some random person in the Catholic Church, is touching boys and girls again, which unfortunately has happened quite a bit. No, this is somebody in the Pope's youth seminary, in the Pope's own circle himself. And this is a big, big thing. For the first time, a clergy sex abuse trial opened on Wednesday in the Vatican's criminal tribunal, with one priest accused of molesting an altar boy in the Vatican's youth seminary, and another priest, of course, accused of covering it up. The case concerns the closed world of the St. Pius X Youth Seminary, a palazzo inside the Vatican walls just across the street from where Pope Francis lives. Literally, this abuse happened right across the street from where the Pope lives and the criminal tribunal itself. The seminary, which is, clearly the Vatican City is not very big, so it's understandable. But my point is it's happening right there. The seminary, which is run by a COMO, Italy-based Association of Priests, serves as a residence for boys aged 12 to 18 who serve as altar boys at papal masses in St. Peter's Basilica. According to the indictment, which was read aloud on Wednesday, the Reverend Gabriel Martinelli, 28, is accused of a 28-year-old. What is accused of abusing his authority as a more senior seminarian to force a younger seminarian into, quote, carnal acts of sodomy and masturbation using violence and threat from 2007 and 2012. Now, I'm going to go give you fair warning. This is I've already read this article. I'm going to share some pieces of it. This is not safe for work. This might trigger some of you. This is your warning that if you have, difficulties hearing about sexual abuse, you might want to pause, or step away for a moment. The former seminary rector, Reverend Enrico Radice, said, is charged with having helped Martinelli avoid investigators by telling the bishop that the victim's allegations were baseless. And this is what they always do, not just the Vatican, but I've covered stories about the Southern Baptist Church, about the Jehovah's Witnesses in Australia and Pennsylvania. It thrives in religion. And I'm not here to attack any particular religion. I'm just saying facts are facts. This sort of stuff thrives in different religions. And what it comes down to is positions of power. When adults are placed in positions where there is a lot of assumed trust, and the child is put in a position where he is afraid to speak out. And then things like this happen where they shame or threaten the kid and say, nobody's going to believe you. I'm the local youth pastor. I'm the loved Vatican priest, or whatever it may be. But they abuse children even worse. They traumatize them by threatening them and basically saying that, they have there's no truth, and make them look crazy. Both men appeared in the courtroom on Wednesday wearing masks as part of the Vatican's anti-coronavirus restrictions and huddled with their lawyers after an 8-minute hearing. Neither has responded publicly to the accusations. The next hearing is scheduled for October 27th, where the defendants are expected to take the stand. And I expect we will get some interesting information about that. The charges suggest that Radice's alleged cover-up went beyond what was previously known and put into question Martinelli's very ordination. Prosecutors said Wednesday that Radice not only helped Martinelli evade investigators in the years prior to becoming a priest, but also falsified a letter from the Como bishop announcing his imminent ordination. So they're just making shit up to make these kids look crazy, try to cover up for it. And now this is the interesting part. It says that these stories greatly undermine Pope Francis's pledges of zero tolerance for abuse, because these crimes occurred in his own backyard and have gone unpunished for years. Eventually, though, Francis waived the statute of limitations in the case and signed off on a new policy for Vatican City requiring such crimes to be reported to prosecutors. So let's give him due. He said that they're going to waive the statute of limitations so that these guys can actually actually be charged or at least investigated. But that's the whole thing. If you understand the power centers that many of us conspiracy researchers know, that you have New York City, the Wall Street bankers, you also got London, the inner city of London is another powerful economic center. Then you've got Vatican City, which is another religious center. And there are other power centers like this around the world where the predator class live and thrive and manipulate the people from, because the Vatican definitely is playing a role in all this. And it says the key whistleblower, Camille Jarzombowski, said he wrote Francis and other church authorities several letters over the years detailing what he had seen as the roommate of the alleged victim. This is, again, warning for what we're about to hear. He reported seeing his roommate repeatedly molested by Martinelli at night when Martinelli would enter his dorm room. He said that the molestation began when they were both minors and continued after Martinelli turned 18. Quote, it was terrifying seeing these things because at the time I was 15, I had never even seen two people having sex. And yet I was forced to watch these things inside the Vatican, Jarzombowski said on Wednesday. And the Polish-born man said that he was once a devout altar boy. He was kicked out after he reported the misconduct. So after he tried to go to the authorities in this little Vatican world and report on them, he was kicked out. And he said he's since lost faith entirely in the church and God. Quote, psychologically, it was pretty tough to take because I came to the Vatican to serve the church. I was a believer. And yet at night, I was forced to look at these scenes with the blackmail that if I talked, I would suffer consequences. And there's more to this story, guys. I recommend looking more into that. Again, if you visit theconsciousresistance.com and you look up the latest post about this episode, TCR Live 113, you will find all the links to everything we're covering.
This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important you are.